For many years now, Ciudad Juarez has represented first for Mexicans and then for Central Americans a personal dream, that of crossing the border to reach El Norte, the United States. This search for a better future for most has often become a dashed dream. For those who make it here, crossing the border is often impossible. For those without papers, the risk of falling into the hands of traffickers is even greater. Just imagine for a moment the state of mind of migrant miners who reach this desolate place. Dubbed until not so long ago the murder capital of the world, a place notorious for the unsolved murders of hundreds of women and rife with all kinds of violence, much of it gang and drug-based. Located in the middle of a Chihuahuan desert, it's Mexico, all right, but without a crumb of glamour. There's a river which provides a natural physical divide and a looming chain-link fence divide. And it's by this chain-link fence that Pope Francis will celebrate Holy Mass this evening, at the end of his 6-day stay in Mexico, right on the border with the United States, so near that it's within earshot of the El Paso inhabitants on the other side of the fence. Pope Francis flies in to Ciudad Juarez in the morning, and his first appointment is at the Cerezo 3 State Prison. Officials with the diocese say 800 inmates have already been chosen for that special meeting with Pope Francis, half of them women. On this occasion, he will also meet with family members. Ciudad Juarez is not a place for the faint-hearted, but it seems that when Pope Francis arrives here, the worst of the bloodshed of this once hellhole has been left behind. Certainly, during this Jubilee Year of Mercy, it will give Pope Francis a chance to console prisoners, workers, seminarians, and the inhabitants of this long-suffering Mexican city, inhabitants many of whom have been orphaned, widowed, or simply traumatized by the violence they've witnessed. With Pope Francis in Mexico, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.